Three receivers left. McCown's got the snap. He's looking. He's going. Corner of the end zone. Barnage is there by the pylon. He's got it. Touchdown.
Well, another great catch by Gary Barnage.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Big play, Gare, continuing to get it done for the Browns. Two more touchdowns for him. He's caught a touchdown in four straight games. Guy has been unbelievable for this team.
Yeah, I got to say, I called that one. It was down in the end zone that I was sitting in as we were celebrating my wife's birthday at a Browns game, so happy birthday. We went trips to the Denver Broncos bench and left Big Play Gare, you know, as the sole receiver on the end of the line over there. And I saw Tlaib come over in trips, which means they were going man and were playing, you know, some type of half man, half zone, or, you know, they just wanted him on the wide receiver. The second I saw Barnage on a linebacker, I'm like, touchdown, Barnage in the corner, ready? And it was boom, McCown peeked left just to simply get the safety to just tilt slightly and just threw a perfect ball into the corner.
That corner touchdown was nice. A little right there on the back of the end zone. Big Blake Gare caught it. Touchdown Browns. His first of two scores on the day. Now we're going to hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, following the game against the Broncos.
On the injury front, Hausler has a hamstring. We'll get that evaluated tomorrow. I think Tank and Duke both have shoulders. We'll know more tomorrow as well. Disappointing. I mean, to be on the brink of a heck of a win and to not be able to finish it, that's a tough deal. You know, look in the players' faces. You just see the disappointment. We said all week that playing a team like that, they minimize your margin for error. And we just made too many mistakes to come away with a win. Defensively, I thought we played better. It was one of our better efforts. Offensively, did some good things against a pretty good defense, but we just weren't consistent enough. Got ourselves behind the sticks, allowed them to tee off, and we saw the result. So it's frustrating. Frustrating to be at home and be that close. To come up short.
Should McCown have thrown that away, or was taking the sag and relying on the defense?
Which play are you talking about?
In overtime, back-to-back sags, I think, in overtime after Mingo's interception.
Should he have thrown it away?
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been on third down. You mean?
Yeah.
I mean, we weren't in field goal range. I mean, we had to get to probably close to the 30 to attempt it, head in that direction. So, no, I think the play that hurt us there was first down. Got behind the sticks, second and 12, had to throw it. So what I was just talking about, we got ourselves behind the sticks, the predictable passing situation, and they were able to capitalize.
Did you just go through your thinking on the decision to go for two at that point of the game?
Sure. I mean, you're up four. You're looking at how many possessions are left in the game. They had not scored a touchdown at that point, so it essentially was a field goal game. If you only go up five, two field goals beat you. Also, if you go up six and then you kick a field goal, you're now up nine, which makes it a two score game on their part. So, I mean, we discussed it. It was just kind of at that fringe time, in our notes. Whether to do it. Obviously, knowing the end of the movie now, you would have liked to have kicked it, but we felt good about the decision to go for two. Unfortunately, we didn't convert.
Can you say Manning just outlasted you, or did you just give him too many opportunities? And he didn't, obviously he looks different than he did in his prime here.
I think it does come down to opportunities. We would have liked to have won that game, found a way to win it in regulation. I think the play, the tough play was the long one, because I think when we forced him, we kept the ball underneath us and we tackled and we got him to third down, and I thought we were doing some decent things on third down. But when they hit the long one and put seven up, that was tough.
Just assess how you think Josh played.
Just with along with the other guys offensively, inconsistent. It's a pretty good defense, and you can't make mistakes against that D. They're too good. So it's one where I know there's some plays that he obviously wants back. You can't turn the ball over against a team like that and put Peyton Manning back out on the field.
Do you think he was affected by their pass rush in that interception at the end of regulation?
Do we think Josh was?
Yeah,
I just think that was, his competitive side wanting to make a play. It was just an error in judgment.
Nick, it's the first time we've seen you since Friday, since the word about Johnny Manziel's being questioned by the police broke. What was your reaction to it? What did you want to say about it?
I don't want to say anything today. I mean, we're just coming off the heels of a loss. I got guys in that locker room that just played their tails off and came up short. We'll have plenty of time during the week to talk about it.
Mike, on that last in regulation when you settled for the field goal to tie it, you talk about the couple of plays before then where you weren't able to get it in when you try. I mean, obviously you're trying to score a touchdown, or were you okay?
Sure, no, absolutely. Where the throw to Malcolm was one we thought they did a good job rallying to it. They defended that well. He was open early. And they defended it well. We thought we would get him thinking pass and could hit a run on the next down. And then the third down play, Josh ended up, they covered it and ended up, he scrambled out and ended up having to throw it away.
Anything else? And Mike, early in the game, you guys went for it on fourth down instead of trying a 50-yard field goal. What was the
thing? Yeah, we were not at the line to gain where we felt, Tabes felt comfortable with just heading that direction based on warm-ups. And it was one where I didn't want to punt him in at that point. So we were just kind of in that in-between. So we thought we had a good fourth down play, but we didn't convert it.
What was the range you would have felt good about?
If we'd gotten the ball to the 30, we'd have felt comfortable.
As the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, talking about the Broncos and the Browns. The Broncos, by the way, among all 6-0 teams in NFL history, have the second lowest point differential of all the 6-0 teams since 1933. The Bears in that season were the only ones that were worse. When we come back, the voice of the Cleveland Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, Jim Donovan on CBD.